Okay, good evening everybody. She was going to be first of all Rufa Shlema Shel Moshe Ben Chava and
Dvorah
Bat
Idit.
Okay. Parashat Shavua is Parashat Emor. Parashat Emor is a very interesting parasha. It's got a few things in the parasha. By the way, Sefirat HaOmer is also in our parasha. And one of the most important issues, which is what we call Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem, Lo techalelu et shem kodshi v'nikdashti b'toch bnei Yisrael ani Hashem mekadishchem. What's the meaning of lechalel shem shamayim? What's the meaning of lechalel Hashem?
Chilul Hashem.
What is Chilul Hashem? What is
Hashem is to make something that it's against the law from Torah.
Yes.
And that the others, I think the others will
see what you're doing, and then it's going to be Chilul Hashem.
Yes.
Okay. What is Kiddush Hashem?
Opposite.
What is the opposite? Well, very simple. Okay, the opposite, plus, minus, that.
Kiddush Hashem is to make everything that is written in the Torah. Or to make the connection with Hashem is to study Torah.
Yes.
And to be.
Where is the Kiddush Hashem here? Where is the Kiddush Hashem here?
You have to show people that you're doing the right thing.
In other words, both things, Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, it's to have an influence on others. In other words, yes. It's in public, other people see what you're doing. Because if you're doing something, a sin, and nobody sees this, is it Chilul Hashem or not?
No.
It's not Chilul Hashem. If you're doing something that nobody sees, is it Kiddush Hashem or not? Could be. Think about it.
Yes.
Could be. Think about it. The idea is very simple. What's going to be the result of what you're doing? And another interesting point is Lamut al Kiddush Hashem. To die on Kiddush Hashem. Because normally when I talk about Kiddush Hashem, what's the first thing that pops out? All those who died on Kiddush Hashem. So sometimes people think that the highest level he can be for a human being is to die on Kiddush Hashem. That's the highest level you can. What do you think? Is it true or not?
No, because most of the time that you're getting killed, it's not your fault and you're not doing it on purpose.
But still, so Kiddush Hashem is being made.
Somebody's doing it to you.
But to save somebody else's life, if you
important?
What comes
dying
first?
On Kiddush Hashem? Yes.
What comes first?
Yes.
Somebody forces you to do something.
Yes.
So you don't do it and they kill you. This is Kiddush Hashem. But what comes first? To be forced or you say, no, Hashem will save me?
I'll ask a different question. Kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah by itself.
That's right.
As a mitzvah. In other words, there has to be done Kiddush Hashem, or it's a mitzvah on the human being. Do you understand the question?
It's a mitzvah of Hashem.
You know what the difference is?
No.
You all know the Rav. Was the chief rabbi today? Is the Rav? Who is the chief rabbi today?
Where?
Lau.
The Rav Lau, his father.
Oh, okay.
His father was the chief rabbi.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his father, in other words, the grandfather of the present rabbi, died on Kiddush Hashem in the Holocaust. He was a rabbi in Pietersburg or something. I don't remember exactly the name. And if they found one page of a book he wrote, and it was kept in Yad Vashem, and then it got to the Rav Lau himself. Yes, and this book was talking about Kiddush Hashem, and the page they found was talking about Kiddush Hashem by kids. Why? Because the Holocaust was a very interesting question. if you can save yourself, but there is going to be a chilul Hashem by it, or can I order my child to die on Kiddush Hashem? What's the question? If the mitzvah is on the person himself, if he is not bar mitzvah, he doesn't have to do it. Okay? But if the mitzvah is on the deed itself, that there will be Kiddush Hashem, it doesn't matter what the age is. Kiddush Hashem has to be made. You understand this?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's a terrible thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Because, for example, we all know the story of Hannah and her 7 children. That the king wanted them to bow to the idols, and we know that one of the things that you should die on Kiddush Hashem and not do Chilul Hashem is worshipping idols. Avodah Zarah. So this mother lets her kids to die on Kiddush Hashem, and there are small kids. Now, was she allowed to do this? Or did they have to do it? Or they could just bow to the idol and stay alive? Because if the mitzvah is on the person, if he is not still, if he is not yet at the age that he has to do the mitzvahs, in other words, before bar mitzvah, does the child have to do the mitzvahs?
No.
But after bar mitzvah, he has to. Now, if the child at the age of 6, 7, 8 is standing in the same position that one of the children of Hannah, does he have to die on Kiddush Hashem or not? Do you understand the question? Now, if the issue is Kiddush Hashem, so, in other words, even if it's the age of 1, 2, or 3, you have to die on Kiddush Hashem. Or in other words, the parent even has the duty
to order
his child to die on Kiddush Hashem. Or even, I don't want to go even farther from this because it's heavy enough. It's a very interesting issue. And eventually, I don't remember what it was, but I think that the idea in Kiddush Hashem is that Kiddush Hashem should be made. In other words, it doesn't have anything to do with the age of the kid or whatever. And this explains what happened with Hanan and 7 children. But this, I just brought it in, not Chas v'Shalom, I'm not doing any aloha here, I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a posek alochot. If you want to know Chas v'Shalom, we're not standing in a position like this. But those were the questions that were being asked at the most terrible times of the Jewish nation. But the idea is that we're talking so much about Kiddush Hashem, and unfortunately we are suffering from it till today. Soldiers dying on Kiddush Hashem, and a lot of stories, unfortunately. But the thing is, do you think that that's what God wants us to do? Or God wants something else? And I tell you something, it's terrible to say, but it's very easy to die on Kiddush Hashem. It's much harder to live on Kiddush Hashem. What do I mean? If you believe that the next world is the real world, and this world is just a virtual world, it's not a real world. In other words, if I do here a mitzvah that's going to get me a high position in the next world, and this one is like Kiddush Hashem by dying, I should be happy about it. And it's very easy. You just die, that's it, finished. You are high in heaven, in the highest place there is. But it's written, "V'nishmartem me'od l'nachshotechem." It's not so simple. The point is, God wants us to live on Kiddush Hashem. Now this sounds very heavy. What does it mean to live on Kiddush Hashem? Do I have to make all the mitzvahs? do I have to be righteous more than one the righteous is? Do I have to like do absurd things or climb mountains? What do I have to do in order to do Kiddush Hashem by living? Chatam Sofer says a very interesting thing. What is written in the Pasuk? The Pasuk is
Kiddush Tiyeh She'ani Kiddush.
Perek of Bet, Pasuk Lamed Bet. Perek of Bet. Perek of Bet.
Perek Lamed.
Kaf Bet. Pasuk Lamed. Kaf Bet. Kaf Bet. Okay, Kaf Bet, Pasuk Lamed Bet, Pasuk 32. Got it? Velo techalelu et shem kodshi. Got it? Velo techalelu et shem kodshi, venikdashti betoch bnei Israel, ani Hashem mekadishchem. What is this Pasuk telling us? Got it?
No.
20. Kaf Bet. Perek Kaf Bet. Perek 22. Kaf Bet.
You should
have
to do
it in
Switzerland.
No, no, it's not there.
In a minute. Perek Kaf Bet.
It's here. Kaf Bet.
It's the end of Perek Kaf Bet. Before Revi. What Revi? It's before a few psukim before Revi.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go. Ah, he's correcting me.
ולא תחללו את שם קודשי. What is ולא תחללו את שם קודשי? We shouldn't do חילול השם. And what's the next thing? ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל. You said, I should be sanctified among the people, the children of Israel. Says the Chatam Sofer, if you think that living on Kiddush Hashem is so difficult, it's very easy. You know how easy it is? If you don't do Chilul Hashem, you're already doing
Kiddush Hashem.
Sounds easy enough, yes? Mm. In other words, to live on Kiddush Hashem is very simple. Don't do Chilul Hashem, and you are living on Kiddush Hashem. The point is, if you think about it, it's not so easy. Why it's not so easy? Because we live in a society that is full with temptations. I don't think that there has been a time in history that there were so many temptations and so easy to get. Because, you know, every generation has got a temptation, got the things they love, they want, and desires. But it was very difficult. If you were very rich, or you were a king, so you could do whatever you wanted to. But if you were poor or not very wealthy, you couldn't do whatever you wanted. Everything was difficult or very expensive. Today, whatever you want is nearby. If it's the internet, if it's in the street, if it's, you know, how people walk in the street and what you can see in the internet. So today, it's very easy to get involved, and unfortunately, to be a part of the people around us sometimes is Chilul Hashem. But we are so used to it.
These Haredim that is against Israel, yes?
Yes.
They go there and in some place and they they make manifestations and this and that, and they all the world see. No, this is Chilul Hashem.
Yes.
But what is the contrary from this? What is, because if you don't do this, it's Kiddush Hashem. What is
Kiddush Hashem depends on the level of the person, the place where he is, and the time. And I'll give you an example. We have on Ahuza a few falafel places.
Okay.
Let's choose one of them. And we'll sit there, a kid gets into one of the kosher falafel, of course, buys a falafel, washes his hands, does netilat yadayim, sits on the table,
makes a bracha,
eats, finishes eating, says Birkat Hamazon. Is this Chilul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem?
Kiddush Hashem.
The same falafel shop. Now a yeshiva bochur comes, a koilenik with a beard like this, with a hat, and he comes to the same falafel, and he takes a falafel, and we didn't see if he washes his hand or not. It looks like he didn't. And he eats this falafel, you know, puts tchina and amba and whatever there is, and everything is getting out from all the things. And then he says, ah! What? Is this Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem?
Chilul
Hashem. The same falafel.
The same.
Now, let's take the same thing exactly as this kid did, Kiddush Hashem, and put Reb Chaim Kanievsky there. Put the Rav Vadia Yosef, Zichrono Livracha. Put the Rav Steinman. Put the Rav Laude. Is this Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem?
In the same place?
The same place, washes his hands, sitting in the middle of the street, eating falafel. Is this, and he is?
Chilul Hashem.
This is Chilul Hashem. In other words,
they do that kashrut from there.
No,
but it's not social.
Do you think it's proper for a great guy, a scholar that sits and learns the whole day to sit in the middle of the day in a falafel shop and eat falafel?
No.
You never will see this. No. Sure, so you never will.
You want to eat falafel? No problem, it is at home. Nobody has to see you eating falafel in the middle of the street. To eat on the street, it's not suitable.
That's right.
For a rabbi?
Yes,
in other words, the same thing can sometimes be Chilul Hashem and sometimes be Kiddush Hashem. So we see it's not so simple.
Yeah, we had our Rav from our town, Chabatnik. He goes like this in the street and he used to say, I am very thirsty, very thirsty. I go into a bar, but I ask a cola or a bottle of water. A bottle of water is kasher. Yes, whatever,
no
but the place is not kosher, and he is dressed like a rab. How can is Chilul Hashem used to say?
Exactly. But it depends also if there's anywhere nearby that he can buy it. You know, you could be traveling and...
Yeah, but we're talking about normal things, and then...
If someone passes and sees him in this, come.
It's like... A few years ago, when I started like giving shiurim and everything, and I bought something in someone in Makolet, and it was Shemitah year, whatever, and a person came to me, if you buy this, I can buy it also. And then I realized that, wow. You know, people look at you, and they expect you that whatever you do is kosher lemehadrim in a mehadrim. So I have to be careful. Because people look, and they do what I think they are allowed to do. And it doesn't matter if I'm a rabbi or not a rabbi. The minute I'm in a position that people look at me and think that I am this or that, I can do Chilul Hashem with not even trying to do anything. In other words, Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem depends on the person himself and where you do it. Because if this gadol would have eaten the falafel at home, there is no Chilul Hashem here. It's no problem. But to eat the same falafel in the middle of the street, for him, it's a Chilul Hashem. From the other side, for the kid, that eats a falafel there, it's Kiddush Hashem, because he washes his hand, he ate properly, he did the blessing, and everybody saw, wow, look how nice it is. It's Kiddush Hashem. This kid is sitting and... But you know what is the real Kiddush Hashem? Is to be happy that I'm Jewish. And show everybody that I'm happy that I'm Jewish. That's living on Kiddush Hashem. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you think. And you can look at me, look at this stupid Jew, stupid frumer. What is he doing? All this. But if I do all what I do, and everybody sees that I'm happy, that's Kiddush Hashem. Imagine to yourself, Koilnik. I'm taking Koilnik only to make it very obvious about what I want to tell you. Goes in the middle of the street, and his face is sour. And he looks nebech. What people will think? Look, this is a Talmid Yeshiv. Would I want to be a Talmid Yeshiv? Would I send my children to be a Talmid Yeshiv? If that's the way he looks? No? Now, what did this guy do? Nothing. Just walking in the street like a nebuch. And what did he do? Chilul Hashem.
I think these guys that are very, they are Haridim, or they dress like black and white and go in the street and pass through a woman and they make like this, this is Chilul Hashem also.
Yeah, or if they don't,
because
join in,
what
join
if the women say, I not want my son to be a yeshiva bocher because he will be like this one, and
I'll tell
the women.
I'll tell you even more. A yeshiva bocher or somebody religious that looks religious, dressed like very religious. If you buy something and you don't pay on the spot, or you don't pay on time, it's also Chilul Hashem.
Of course.
In other words, we start to realize that it's not so easy not to do Chilul Hashem and be on the side of Kiddush Hashem. Because if you live in a certain environment, you know, this guy that was walking like a nebuch in the street, he just got married a few months ago. Life is very difficult for him because he's learning in the koil, getting 2,000 shekels a month. He's got now a child. He doesn't have the money to support his wife and child. He haven't got the money to pay the rent. And what do you want him to be happy? I'm looking from his point of view. But the point is, when you go on the street and people see you, you have to be happy, because at the end of the day, why did you go to yeshiva? If you don't like it, if you suffer from it, that's not Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is to be happy in what I do. If I'm not happy, that's already Chilul Hashem. Because if people see that I'm not happy to be Jewish, that I'm not happy to do the mitzvahs, is this Kiddush Hashem? This is Chilul Hashem. But if people see that I'm happy to do a mitzvah, that's Kiddush Hashem. So in other words, Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem touches us in every aspect of our life. It's not something over there, Lamut al Kiddush Hashem. That's it, okay, we dealt with Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem, we finished the issue. No, it's a daily issue. It's the way you live your life and how people look at you and how you behave in the street. And it's, you see like this, it's how you talk with people. It's how you behave when you buy or you sell. It's how you behave on the road.
Driving.
I always say that if we want to work on our midot, the best way is the road.
The road.
But it's also the most difficult way. Think, you're going on the road. How many things happen to you while you do it? This guy didn't just went into the road with no blinking, nothing. The other guy, you'll stand in a line, and he goes from the right side to the top of the line. A traffic jam. So what do you do? You get crazy. Now, if you try not to be crazy, that's Kiddush Hashem. Mm-hmm. From the other side, if you see a Talmid Chacham, we think he's a Talmid Chacham, but that's exactly the point. He's got the voice, got the hat, and he's going with the car like a Michiganer. It's also Chilul Hashem. Or if you see somebody like shouting at somebody else in the middle of the street, it's Chilul Hashem. So, now we understand that when the Torah is telling us, "Velo techalelu et shem kodshi venikdashti betoch bnei Yisrael, ani Hashem mekadishchem." So we understand this is a way of life. That's what God wants us. To die on Kiddush Hashem, it's a different issue. It's something that happens once a life. And I'm not talking if it's difficult or not difficult, that's not the issue. The issue is that Kiddush Hashem is something that we have to do every minute, every day, all the time, especially when we're outside. We have to work on ourselves to understand and realize people look at us. And especially if we keep mitzvahs, our neighbors, they look at us, how do we behave? Do we shout? Do we throw rubbish in the middle of the street? It's Chilul Hashem. You walk your dog, those who have a dog, and the dog does whatever it does in the middle of it, and you leave it there. It's Chilul Hashem. Look at this religious guy. Look what he did now. We all know it. We live it. So the Torah tells you, you know why I took you out of Egypt? To do Kiddush Hashem. To live on Kiddush Hashem. Yes.
Can I make your question?
Bakasha.
Okay, so
I don't know if I have an answer, but you can make or you can ask a question.
Then you have communities of religious people,
yes,
living all together.
Yes.
Then you don't see almost all these problems that you have to see in Ranana, let's say in Hachuza.
Yes.
Okay. Women's like this. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
everything. Yes. So you live a most quiet way.
That's what you think.
But no just
okay.
But
okay.
Suddenly. Yes. Like I read, I think today.
Yes.
Yes, today I read. A woman that is not dressed improper, according to the way of the community that lives in this place. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. She's not doing a Chilul Hashem because she's not religious. Let's say. Okay. But. Comes somebody, you read, and threw a stone or something to her. Because she's not
a rock.
So this who threw, he did Chilul Hashem.
Yes.
Okay. But the woman was in a place that she shouldn't be.
Why not?
So what? I don't understand the question.
No, so the question is like this. In this community that somebody don't behave properly,
you say the woman shouldn't be there.
No, yes? She should dress properly. In this
okay,
place
you say this come. Woman, the way she was dressed, shouldn't be
Let's
there.
Say you're,
okay, you're right. So what?
No, I give you
So does word. It give the right to this guy to throw a stone on her?
No, I'm not talking about throw the stone. But
so it's still Chilul Hashem.
He did Chilul Hashem.
Yes, of course.
Okay, you go to the shul every day, yes, and there are two people talking during the tefillah.
Yeah.
It's not Chilul Hashem.
Yes, Chilul Hashem.
And you are basad and you don't do anything, it's also Chilul Hashem.
Yes. So,
you should, of course, tell
if you me. Can, if you can. Again, there is an important issue. Chazal say, Keshem she mitzvah lomar davar she nishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar shelo nishma. The same way there's a mitzvah to say something that people will hear and listen and do and act accordingly, the same way there's a mitzvah not to say something that nobody's going to listen to it. That's what Chazal say. What does it mean? If I'm going to tell somebody something to do, even if I'm right, but I know for certain that he's not going to do it, we don't care what reason. So the Chazal tell us sometimes you just don't tell him anything. Why? Because the idea of telling or the idea of rebuke is to fix things, not to break things.
Yeah.
And rebuke is not a mitzvah between us and God. It's mitzvah ben adam lechavero. And people sometimes remember, sometimes forget it.